This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Suddenly, did I go mad after March? Or suddenly my personality changed? Am I Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Or am I such a person? Have I done anything unconstitutional, illegal? Yes, I did it on 3rd November. Did I do it before? Not one.
Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf said that in an interview today on the BBC. Then he met with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State John Negroponte. And Mr. Negroponte urged the general to end emergency rule as soon as possible and allow free and fair elections. We're joined now by NPR's Philip Reeves in Islamabad. Philip, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Anything else we know about that meeting?
Well, we know Negroponte will have told Musharraf that the U.S. wants Musharraf to lift the emergency as soon as possible. The U.S. is arguing that it wants elections, which are credible. It's very hard to see how that can happen while draconian emergency laws are in place. Negroponte is saying that he's come to put what he calls the derailed political process back on track, by which he means a transition from military to civilian rule. As we know, he's entering very troubled waters. Benazir Bhutto's abandoned attempts to work with Musharraf. She's in outright opposition, and now she's talking about forging a common agenda with the opposition parties. By the way, Negroponte spoke to Bhutto by phone yesterday. The meeting today with Musharraf lasted more than 2 hours, we're told.
And any statement from General Musharraf or any indication of his response so far?
Well, Pakistani officials are saying that Musharraf's arguing that he has to keep the state of emergency in place in order to ensure peaceful elections. Of course, the opposition parties dispute that hotly. They say elections under an emergency would be a sham, and they're considering a boycott. Mm-hmm. But Musharraf's thrown a new argument into the mix in that BBC interview that we just heard, in fact. In that interview, he warned that what he called a disturbed environment might bring in dangerous elements who could pose a risk to Pakistan's control over its nuclear arsenal. But then he added that if the country manages itself politically, and as long as the military's there, the weapons are, of course, safe, he said. Now, that's the first time he's made this argument to defend his emergency rule.
Of course, as we've noted over the past couple of weeks, the government had blacked out several of Pakistan's private TV news channels. We learned today that just before Mr. Negroponte arrived, several of them were allowed back on the air, but I gather some other stations have been shut down. What's the state of that?
Yeah, this involves two of Pakistan's leading private TV networks, Jio and ARY World. They were taken off air by the authorities in Pakistan when emergency rule began, along with the other independent news channels, but they kept their transmissions going outside the country through the United Arab Emirates from studios that they've got in Dubai's Media City. Now, they're now saying that the Dubai Media City people have told them that their transmissions from there are being shut down, and they're blaming that on pressure from the Pakistani authorities, from the intelligence agencies in Pakistan, and today there are protests going on outside Jio TV studios in Islamabad.
NPR's Philip Reeves, thanks very much.
You're welcome.